San Francisco District Attorney Terrence Hallinan says he will not press felony conspiracy charges against the city's police chief or his assistant. Last week, Hallinan announced the indictment of Chief Earl Sanders, his top aide, and eight other officers on various charges related to a November street brawl. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Hallinan's announcement came after a tumultuous week in which San Franciscans saw their top cops indicted and their district attorney grasping to appear in control of events. After the indictments were announced last week, published reports revealed that Hallinan himself had expressed doubts about the strength of the case against Chief Earl Sanders and his assistant chief, Alex Fagan Sr. Hallinan secluded himself over the weekend to review 1,300 pages of grand jury transcripts. Yesterday, the district attorney acknowledged in court that he doesn't have sufficient evidence to pursue charges of a conspiracy to obstruct justice by the police command.
I've carefully weighed the testimony and the transcript, carefully weighed everything I know about this case, and in the interest of justice, our position is that we request to strike the names of Earl Sanders and Alex Fagan from count 5 of the indictment for obstruction of justice.
The announcement was good news for Sanders and Fagan, neither of whom attended the hearing. John Burris, an attorney for Sanders, said the chief never should have been indicted in the first place.
The prosecutor knew he did not have sufficient evidence to support that indictment, or more importantly, that he could not prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. Before the grand jury was dismissed, he should have told the judge at the time that I am dismissing those charges.
But there wasn't any good news for eight other police officers. They are still facing charges growing out of a November street altercation. In that incident, two men alleged they were accosted by three other men demanding a doggy bag of steak fajitas. The three alleged assailants were rookie off-duty police officers, one of them being Alex Fagan Jr., son of the assistant chief. The three rookie officers are accused of felony assault. Five senior officers are charged with impeding the investigation of the street brawl. Attorney Arthur Wachtel represents Lieutenant Ed Cota, one of the senior officers.
We're disappointed that the cloud continues over the head of our client, and we think that dismissing charges against the two highest-ranking and most politically connected people in the case really does nothing but compound the problem for the remaining officers.
The dismissal of the charges against Chief Sanders and his top aide has some wondering about the strength of the case against the other officers. Berkeley Law School professor Franklin Zimmering says he was surprised that Hallinan waited a week to drop the charges against Sanders and Fagan, and yet he says everything about San Francisco politics and San Francisco criminal justice surprises him.
I was amazed at the breadth of the indictment and the number of people indicted. I have been amazed then at the nature and thinness of the evidence that at least has been publicly revealed. And I expect to be surprised next week and the week after with what happens.
For his part, Hallinan shows no sign of remorse. He says he doesn't plan to apologize to Chief Sanders and that he won't hesitate to refile charges if new information arises. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.